Father, we bless you this morning. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, O God. We bless you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any grieving image. Father, you are good. You are kind. Lord, we exalt you. We return all glory unto you. For you, the Lord, you are great. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your kindness. Lord, we bless you. Oh Lord, we appreciate your name. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. You are good unto us. It is only by your hands, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. It is not by the works of men. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for mercy, for kindness, for provision, for protection. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask for blessing. We ask for provision for this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. I want you to thank God for this beautiful day. Thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. It is by his mercy and by his grace. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord. Make this declaration concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, every cycle of delay is broken out of my day. In the name of Jesus, this day I arise in power, I arise in grace, I arise in favor. In the name of Jesus, I walk into open doors of blessing this day. In the name of Jesus, this day you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, this day I possess the gate of blessings of this day. In the name of Jesus, my gates are preserved and secured by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says there is no enchantment against me, neither any divination. I declare by the word of the Lord, no enchantment will stand over my day. No divination will find expression over my day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The works of my hand is blessed. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy over me is overturned. In the name of Jesus, today I will not lack the presence of God. Today, I declare by the word of the Lord, I will not lack the provisions of God. In the name of Jesus, the resources that I need for today, I receive. In the name of Jesus, oh, the plans of the enemy concerning me is canceled. The Lord cancel every language of infirmity over my life. In the name of Jesus, today, I go from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I program victory into my day. I program favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of the wicked is overturned. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare the Lord will do a new thing for me. It shall spring forth. It shall be seen. It becomes a testimony. In the name of Jesus, I command into manifestation the divine provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I am a force that cannot be stopped. I have with me the weight of the Lord Jesus Christ. I gain weight in him. I am not weightless. For he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. The power of redemption is in me. I am redeemed from any form of sudden death. I am redeemed from infirmity. I am redeemed from accident. I am redeemed from sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus shield me from any form of sudden and intentional attacks of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, be it physical, be it spiritual, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel every evil legislation of the wicked over me, over my day, over my household. In the name of Jesus, I speak to system and structures of this day. You align with the provision of God for me. You align with the favor of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that favor becomes my experience. In the name of Jesus, I am favored and I am not frustrated. The grace of the Lord is poured out unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, mercy speak for me. Mercy stands for me. Mercy answers for me in the name of Jesus. Mercy becomes my normal life in the name of Jesus. The grace of God is upon me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, I want us to look into the word of the Lord from our anchor scripture. That's the book of Isaiah chapter 40. We are going to be reading from verse 28 to verse 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31. I want you to read this place with grace. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. By the grace of God, I told you when we entered into this month, we are going to be looking at the place of waiting upon the Lord, the place of waiting upon his grace, waiting upon the Lord until his grace is poured out upon your life. Let me tell you something, dearly beloved. In this life, everybody walks, everyone runs, but some people run by their own strength. Those that run by their strength, they become tired and weary. But also, there are some special set of people that run through life not by their own strength, because their strength is always renewed. They run through life, they are not tired, they are not weary, not because it's their own strength, but they understand the place of waiting for the renewal of strength. Of course, when they run, they don't just run, they outrun those that have started before them. They run from the place of waiting. Of course, that might sound like a weird statement. When they run from the place of waiting. They run from the place of strength. When they begin the race, for those that wait upon the Lord, when they start the race, they run from the place of strength, not from the place of weakness or tiredness. They run from the place of waiting, and their strength is supplied at all times. They run from the place of waiting because their strength, it is not from the natural again. Their strength is from the supernatural. The grace of God is upon them. They have encountered God in the place of waiting. Beloved, the secret to the Zoe life, to divine life, to supernatural life is the place of waiting. Waiting upon the Lord. Understand this, dearly beloved. The place of waiting is the place of crushing. The place where you switch your birth from the natural to the supernatural life. It is not always a place where you eat bread and butter. It's a place of crushing, a place where you break yourself down in the presence of God, a place where your strength is going to come from the weakness, a place where God is going to bring you out of your natural bath and set your feet on the supernatural place, the place of waiting. I want you to understand, either you like it or not, intentionally, non-intentionally, everybody goes through the period of waiting. A place when after you have tried, you have run, you have gotten to the end of your strength. The scripture says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall, come to the end of their strength. But there is a condition. Those that wait upon the Lord, their strength is renewed. Men that travail in the place of waiting, after their period of waiting is completed for that season, they come out into the world a changed person, because the place of waiting is the place of a process of growth. The place of waiting is the process of training, a place of learning, a place of continuous study and meditation on the word of the Lord. It's a place where you go through the process of faith growing. It's a place where your faith must grow, because you are transiting from a natural life into a supernatural life. I'm going to round up this morning by the grace of God because of time and space. And I want you to really understand by the help of the Holy Spirit as we go step by step in understanding the place of waiting upon the Lord. I need you to understand that once you enter your waiting cycle, you don't sit down and fold your arm and just said, yes, let me just fold my hand. The Holy Spirit is going to breathe on me and he's going to give me strength. No, you don't just fold your arm and start watching. The time of waiting is the time to learn, time to prepare, time to study, time to read, time to study ahead, time to prepare, pray, travail in the place of prayer. Pray, study, prepare yourself for the next phase of life so that when you come out at the end of the time of your waiting, you are coming out with strength. When Elijah came out to face the king after there was no rain for 3.5 years, he challenged the prophet of Baal. He came out of his place of waiting with strength, challenged the prophet of Baal, brought down fire, restored back the order of season by commanding the rain to come back to his place. He restored back the balance for season. Not just only that, he sent message to the king that he should run ahead because he can hear the sound of abundance rain. It takes the place of the supernatural to see that which is not as if they are, to call out those things that are not in existence as if they are there, that you are seeing it. And this is another miracle that happened to this great prophet of his time. The scripture says he outran the chariot of Ahab. Go and study the scripture very well. He outran the chariot. Go and study. Probably go to your Google and ask, look at it. What the chariot? How many horses that is attached to the chariot of a king? He outran the chariot when he came out of the place of waiting. I pray for you that your waiting period will be a time for you to receive strength in the name of Jesus. Your waiting period will be a time for you to switch your bath from the natural to the supernatural, for the grace of God to be born into you, for your strength to be renewed in the name of Jesus. As you go today, the Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of the Lord upon you. Your strength will not be taken in your place of harvest in the name of Jesus. When it is required of you to run, you will not be weary. When it is required for you to walk, you will not faint. When it's required for you to fly, the Lord will give you wings as of eagle in the name of Jesus. You will not sink into the situations of life. You will not sink into the storms that is raging around you, but you are coming out strengthened. You are coming out graced. You are coming out blessed in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.